That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
A report was released this week titled Trust in News in Aotearoa, New Zealand, containing data on how much the New Zealand public trusts news organisations. While trust has been declining over the past 5 years, this year has seen some stabilisation and some optimistic statistics for the future. To discuss the report and what it means for the relationship between the public and media in Aotearoa, I spoke to one of the study's authors and head of journalism at AUT, Greg Treadwell. The Trust in News in Aotearoa, New Zealand study, which you helped author, what motivated this research?
Back in 2020, we realised that researchers were around the world starting to look at this relationship between audience and journalism, the trust relationship that kind of validates the whole social contract of journalism, if you like, the obligation of journalists to report on behalf of the public, and the public in some sense to return that trust and build a relationship beneficial to everybody. We sort of noticed that around the world people were researching this, and we thought nobody was doing this in New Zealand. It would be quite interesting to know how we fit it internationally. So what we did was use the University of Oxford's Reuters Institute study as a benchmark, and we use the same trust questions as them, so then we can have an international comparison. That was one of our original motivators, but then over a few years we realized that trust in news in New Zealand was falling faster than in other comparable kind of countries, Canada, Australia, and so on. So that became the focus of the research, the sort of the why was it falling so fast in New Zealand? Because, of course, it has implications, significant implications for democracy, of course.
Yeah. You mentioned it a little bit there with the decline, but I guess what kinds of trends have we been seeing with the decline and with other things over the past 5 years, and what are the causes for these trends?
Yeah, so the sort of, the if you like, the headline trend that both us and perhaps the wider news media industry and hopefully the public are interested in it, is this decline in the relationship of trust. So back in 2020, 53% of New Zealanders said they could trust most of the news most of the time. By 2024, that was down to just 33%. So that was a really steep decline, and as I say, faster than most other countries. So in 2025, however, in our most recent report published just this week, it's only a fall of 1%, and there are other indicators that the fall in trust might be stabilizing. So, for example, we also asked people not just can they trust most of the news most of the time, but do they feel they can trust the news that they personally consume? And in 2024, that was 45% of people said they could trust the news they personally consume. And this year, that was the same. So 45%. So that stabilized. Look, these are early indicators of stabilizing trust in news. No guarantee. We'd need a couple more years to see where the trend's actually going. But there are other positive indicators as well, such as we also ask about about a number of news brands in New Zealand. And all trust in all New Zealand news brands that we ask about have risen significantly in for the 2025 research. So actually, it feels like trust in news is bottoming out, which, you know, there's a lot to do, but that's the first step towards ensuring we have a public sphere worthy of calling itself democratic.
Yeah, and I guess why is trust in news so important for democracy, and are these results, should we be optimistic about these moving forward?
Yeah, look, as I say, it's a lot better result this year than if it had continued to fall at the rate it has in recent years. For example, in 1 year, 23 to 24, it fell 9%. So it really felt like it had gone off a cliff edge, but now it's actually appears to be stabilizing. That's good news. The implications, I suppose, are that if we continue to have such high levels of self-reported mistrust in media, then we, we're really not going to be talking about the same thing when it comes to elections and other democratic issues. Democracy happens, you know, 365 days a year, not just on election day. So we need reliable, verified information, which, you know, largely I believe we're getting. Mainstream media isn't perfect. There's no, you know, there's another thing we're talking about with trust is that the idea of it going completely the other way, where you had a, you know, 99% of the population trusted everything they read in the media, you know, that would be a nightmare for democracy. That would be an uncritical audience, an uncritical electorate, a non-thinking population. You know, that's worse than the worst kind of mass obedience scenarios you could ever imagine, right? So I don't think anybody's advocating for mass obedience to media. But if we don't have a level of trust that the information media is giving us is verified, authentic, and balanced, then we're not on the same kind of table, if you like. We're not talking to each other. We're not listening to each other. We're talking past each other. And at come election time, which is the critical day of democracy, you know, that becomes just a nightmare, really.
We've also seen in recent years and months an uptick in use of AI on the internet, and your report touched on that a little bit. What are the, I guess, signs around AI usage in news media particularly, and what's the public reception towards those?
Well, we are seeing AI find its way into newsrooms, and that shouldn't surprise anybody, really. There's sort of various ways of using it. One is that a journalist might use AI in the preparation of a story, might ask AI for background. It might ask AI who's the, you know, most common person to discuss this issue, or what's an appropriate academic to answer these questions. And, you know, that kind of base level research, even that you can't trust AI on. It makes mistakes all the time. But, you know, it is going to be used in those contexts. And to some extent, AI is already used to complete a story that has no political edge to it. If it's just reporting, for example, Business Desk has for some time been using AI to write stock reports because it's just compiling facts and figures, and arguably it can't really do much damage there. And to be fair, as a young reporter many, many years ago, I used to do those stock exchange reports, which were just compiling numbers and were mind-numbing. And just now that we don't need a human to do that, I think there's a good argument we don't need a human to do that. But as soon as you get into any kind of evaluative moment, any judgment of politics, of fairness, of accuracy and balance, I think you've got to have a human involved. And when we asked our audience, only 8% of people were comfortable with news being produced entirely by AI. And even when we asked about AI being used to just sort of support a journalist, approximately 60% said they were uncomfortable with that. Asked if they were comfortable using news mostly produced by AI but with some of human oversight, approximately 60% said they were uncomfortable. And when we asked how comfortable people were with news produced mainly by human journalists but with some AI assistance, 26% said they were comfortable with that, and 35% said they were uncomfortable with that. These facts and figures are, of course, in the report, which is available publicly to any of your listeners who want to read it in more detail. They just need to Google the Center for Journalism, Media and Democracy at AUT. And all our reports going back to 2020 are available on that website.
And then lastly here, if you have time, I wanted to ask about how, I guess, to improve this relationship on both ends between media and the public, how to improve that relationship moving forward and into the future.
Yeah, well, we asked our respondents, who are a representative group of New Zealanders, so it's a nationally representative survey, and the methodology and margin of error and everything is available in the report, of course. But we asked a representative group of New Zealanders what they thought would help improve their trust in media. And top of the list, perhaps not surprisingly, is transparency. So, and my colleague, Maria Mulalati, with whom I do this research, She and I both believe that we've seen media respond in the last few years to this, the issue of trust, which has become a much more public issue. And the media is responding, we think, with more transparency, more accountability, fessing up to its mistakes more, acknowledging the trust issue. And this means that actually I think the public has relaxed a little bit about it and is a little bit more trusting. There's also some distance now between now and that very fractious period of the pandemic and the post-pandemic period when society was, you know, pretty clearly divided and argumentative and so on. And in those situations, trust isn't going to do very well, I guess. But people have said that what the media can do is improve transparency, have high journalistic standards, don't display unreasonable bias, and don't sensationalise the news unreasonably. There are other things like fair representation of minority groups. If a news organisation has a long history and track record, people are more likely to value and trust it, and those sort of things. But top of the list, transparency and high journalistic standards. So I think it's pretty clear for the news media, really, just actually don't get too dazzled by digital tools as if they're going to be the solution to the financial crisis the media's in, and just concentrate on the basics of journalism, transparency, high journalistic standards, and no unreasonable bias.
That was Head of Journalism at AUT, Greg Treadwell, speaking about a study he helped author discussing trust in the news media in Aotearoa. You can find a link to the study in this interview's BCast, which will be uploaded later today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.